Good morning. With the crazy world that we live in, I thought it might be a good idea to try to look for opportunities to Yeshuos, to salvations. And one of the great ways for us to be able to do so is to actually study one of the great evils of our time. One of the things that we certainly see playing over and over and over again over the course of the last 6-7 months has been an increased awareness of the dangers of being too close. We've certainly put a machsom lefi, we've put coverings over our mouths, and we've engaged in social distance to perhaps protect speech, but of course, unfortunately, speech gets thrown around in a lot of different ways. And so one of the great ways for us to make sure that we have free speech, not free as in chafshi, but speech that is chori, his speech that has a certain understanding of the way Hashem runs the world, is for us to study the works of the experts in the power of speech. And so the Chafetz Chaim, a sefer written by Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, certainly has the basics of how we can possibly grow in the area of speech. And the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Siegel, was always careful to be able to provide a subdivision of each and every day. And so within 4 months, we'll be able to cover the entire sefer. Maybe it would be a great chance for us to learn together. So let's begin with today's selection, which is the introduction to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim begins his Sefer, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Vdilanu Mikol HaAmim. God separated us from the world at large. V'nasanlanu Torah so, v'chnisanu l'eretz HaKodesh, k'dei sh'nizke l'kayim kol mitzvosav. God brought us and created us, and he separated us to be able to fulfill all of his mitzvos. His whole intent was only for our good, so that we should be able to be kedoshim in front of Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. Leman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai b'isem kedoshim le'elokeichem. Why does God give us that opportunity? Why does he want us to have Eretz Yisrael? Why were we chosen? Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'yei b'choteinu l'kabal as hashpada as tuvo v'rav chazdo b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. He gave us that opportunity to be able to get his great influence. Like it says, Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach kiyem liyira. God only wants us to go ahead and show a certain sense of Yirah Shamayim, to serve Hashem and to follow through l'tovlach. And it's not enough that he gave us his Torah and his gifts. Af gam tziva usanu shelo na'azvena. God told us, don't leave the Torah. And like he says, God said to us, I gave you a great treasure, my Torah, don't leave it. It's not like a regular king who says to his to somebody he loves, one of his royal subjects, here, I have a big gift, and if you don't behave properly, and it's not important to you, where the king turns around and says, well, gee, I just want you to throw it away so I can take it back. No, God doesn't want that to us. He gave us the Torah. And what he wants more than anything else is for us to come back to the Torah, to appreciate the Torah, to appreciate the value of the Torah. When it comes to Hashem, in the earlier generations, he saw that we weren't appreciating the Torah. And so, what happened? Hashem brought us Nevi'im to take us back. And even in Bayesheni, Sheyard Matzav Yisraeli Be'avonoseinu Arambim Mikdushas Arishona, and even during the Second Temple era, when what happened, we were worse off than we were in the first one. V'chasru lahem chamishad varm shayu bebayis rishon, and we were missing five elements of things that existed even in the first Beis Hamikdash. Im kozeh bi'oseinu alad moseinu, we still had our land. V'yalanu Beis Habachir, and we had our Beis Hamikdash. We were able to fulfill the Torah. And for that, we would have been able to fulfill all of the responsibilities of the soul and put it together. And that's what we're told, that we have 248 Evar major limbs and 365 sinews, spiritual opportunities. God gave us each one so that a full human body should be able to serve Hashem. But unfortunately, says the Chafetz Chaim, at the end, Achle b'sof yimei bayisheni gavra sinas chinam v'lashon hara beinenu b'avonoseinu harabim. Unfortunately, at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was too much sinas chinam, too much hatred, and there was too much lashon hara between us. And for that, necharav habayis galinu me'aretzenu, it was for those things that caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, And that's what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara also mentions Sinas Chinam, the Chafetz Chaim says, but it was also Lashon Hara that came out of that hatred, because if that's not the case, then how could we have been punished? And that's what we said, that the Gemara comes to teach us that Sinas Chinam is equal to, if not greater than, the combination of the big three, Avodah Zarah, the idolatry, the Gila Arayas, and adultery, Ushvichas Damim, and murder. And we find that that's only the case by Lashon Hara. So if it caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of those three, then whatever the sin was, it had to equal. And the only sin that is equal is the sin of Lashon Hara. And from then on, says the Chafetz Chaim, "Umeaz v'adata b'chol yom anu metzapim u'mespavalim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyikari vosanu." Each and every day we daven to Hashem, bring us closer, like you promised. And our tefillos don't get answered. The way the Chachamim said, "V'yom shenechor abeis hamigdash, choma shel barzel mafsekes bein Yisrael avinu shebashamayim." Since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there is a metal wall. There's an iron fence separating us from Avinu Shebashamayim. Now, it's not to Hashem that we should have our complaints. Our complaints should be to ourselves. God's ready. God would love to give us back our Torah. God would love to bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash. He's just waiting for us to turn around and create that. And so there's the reason why we haven't been able to have it is because we haven't deserved it. The Chafetz Chaim says each and every day we daven, and unfortunately we're the ones to blame. The 2,000-year-plus exile is not a continuous punishment for the Averos of those who lived during the second Beis HaMikdash, if not for the Sinas Chinam and the Lashon Hara, which continue to wreak havoc upon us. We have a responsibility to make that change. And we can start right away by being aware that it's in our hands. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom to listen, to think, and perhaps in our lives quickly today to start making a change. Have a great day.